morning, Ellis. Good morning. Okay. Come on in, guys. Come on in. A very appropriate topic to talk about today. Because the shir should be for a four shalema for Tova Matal Baschanato, Ryan's wife. Unfortunately, he's ill. And one of the traits you never got to see about Rabbi Ryan is really a walking midos machine. You can really learn a lot about Derech Eretz and midos, is that he was very, very committed to Rav Lichtenstein, not just as a Talmud to study from him, but to help Rav Lichtenstein and to the Mishamish of Lichtenstein. And so the trait we're talking about today in the Mishnah and Avos, one of the traits by which you acquire a Torah, is Shimosh Talmidei Chachamim. So I'm going to use a very interesting term, because the literal translation is to serve Talmidei Chachamim. I'm going to use the term a relationship with Talmid Chachamim, and you'll see why in a few minutes. The Gemara in Ksuva also, in Daf Tzadik Vav Min Aleph, derives a chiyuv of basically Kavod Talmid Chachamim, which more or less shadows Kibud Avayim. Remember, you have two mitzvahs towards your parents. One is Kavod, one is Mara. Neither of them means you have to agree with them, but both of them means you've got to perform actions. Kavod are positive actions. You've got to serve their needs, assist them, clothing, food, whatever needs they have to be met. Mara means you can't violate their integrity or their dignity by sitting in their place or calling them by the first name. Obviously, you'd like to agree with your parents and love them and identify, but some boys don't have that experience, don't have that reality. They're very different from their parents. Sometimes parents don't necessarily represent the values you're going through. That doesn't mean that you have to agree with their values to keep it away, but it doesn't mean that you're acquitted from keep it away just because you don't agree with their values. You still have the mitzvah of Kibbutz and Mara. And those two mitzvahs, more or less, the Rambam writes, apply to a Talmid Chacham. More or less, the kavod that you have to show a father and a mother, the Mara that you have to express towards parents, has to be expressed towards Talmid Chachamim. And in fact, beyond just modeling it after parents, the Gemara learns out a very famous Gemara, Hashem Elokecha Tira. So what does the extra S add? Normally the extra word S comes to include something beyond. And even the famous Shimon Hamsuni, who darshan all the Esim in the Torah, couldn't come up with anything that could be likened to Mara Shamayim until the Chazal said, no, the Rabba Samid Chachamim. It's just like you have Mara Farkadosh Baruch Hu. And this leads Chazal to say, Mara Rabach Ke Mara Shamayim. So it's not just to be modeled based on your parents, your relationship with your parents, but also your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is generally known as the trait of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, of, I don't like the word serving, but of assisting Talmidei Chachamim. And I would say there are four values that emerge from that type of relationship beyond just sitting in a classroom and studying Torah from a Rebbe as we're doing right now. Number one, pure limud. You just have more opportunity to receive Torah, but it's not just the abstract Torah, but you see Torah in real life. Certainly from a halacha lemaisa standpoint, when you're in the classroom, you can't really anticipate situations that will arise. Everything is very theoretical. Then all of a sudden, when you're in the real world and you're with the Rebbe in real time and questions arise and real halachic predicaments emerge, you've got a sense of how halacha responds, halacha lemaisa. But even abstract lamdos and concepts, it becomes more experiential, it becomes more deeply lodged. It's not just, remember, human beings, by definition, are compartmentalized. We create these compartments in our experience. This is what I do in the classroom. This is what I do in the base meta. This is what I do at home. This is what I do. As they grow older, hopefully some of those compartmentalizations fade and you become more integrated as one person. But we're always different people. I assume if you came to visit me at home, you'd see a slightly different person. Hopefully it's not too different, but I'm a father at home. Then all of a sudden, you're taking Torah out of the base medrash and out of the classroom, and it's real-life Torah. So even when it's not Torah about real life, you're learning Zvachim, there's no Korbanos, somehow you experience even abstract Torah in a way that's much more deeply, deeply internalized. The second issue, I should have said three, not four, is a chance for the Rebbe to get to know you and to understand you better and to give you personalized input. Obviously, the Rebbe's job is to give instruction, moral guidance, and that moral guidance is typically offered as a group, right? So I'm talking to six boys here. I'm giving, hopefully, guidance that's relevant to all of you and all of your lives. But if you have a personal relationship with the Rebbe, so he's able to understand, well, what types of statements and guidance fit your life and your personality and will help you. So there's an ability not just for Torah learning, but for moral development and Yirat Shamayim and growth as a person. Finally, it's so much of what we're trying to accomplish here in Yeshiva with you is to make you feel connected. Right? There's something called Masara, and Masara is not something you just adhere to based on ideas and based on a sense of history, although those are very powerful adherents, but based on people. Right? So if you ask me why I believe, it's because I met a really great person named Rav Lichtenstein who far surpassed anything I'll ever accomplish, and he believed. But not only did he believe, he told me about a great man named Rebbe Soloveitchik, and he described Rebbe Soloveitchik in the exact same terms that I just described Rebbe Lichtenstein to you. So a man who I could never imagine even getting close to described someone to me that he could never imagine getting close to. And he told me that Rebbe Soloveitchik described Rebbe Chaim to him in the ways that he described Rebbe Soloveitchik to me in the way that I... So all of a sudden, you connect to people, and you connect to the Masara, and you feel very deeply belonging. And that connection, of course, is through learning, but it's also through a relationship. So these are the three aspects that Shimush Tamid Chachamim can provide beyond just the classroom or base matters. Number one, the limud changes. Number two, the Yerusha mind development changes. Number three, the sense of Masara is altered. Now, we're facing two problems in the modern world, and that's why it's so hard to really recapture this. Number one is neither is anyone's fault. But number one is, people used to go to yeshiva 10 years, 12 years. You know, Baruch Hashem, the amount of boys that are going to yeshiva is greater than ever. But sadly, the amount of time people are staying in yeshiva is so shrunken, it's so minimized. Remember, your grandparents showed up at yeshiva at the age of 12. There's no high school, there's no college, there's no graduate school. They spent basically from 12 to 28, more or less, in the yeshiva environment for 10 years, 15 years. And fewer, but those that did really got to live with her. I mean, I lived with Rav Lichtenstein for 32 years of my life, so he's a major force in my life. In today's world, you're in and out of yeshiva in a flash. You come and you go. It's no one's fault. That's our reality. That can be solved to a degree by not focusing on one particular Rebbe. So those of you who leave yeshiva, you won't have the Rebbeim you have here, but trying to identify Rabbanim wherever you are and trying to be part of their lives, not in a way that nudges them and can come over for dinner, but just to be in shul, to help out, to be around Rabbanim. I think that this is a value which isn't sufficiently understood in our community. I'm not sure that our community sufficiently values relationships with Rabbanim. We're very idea-oriented. We're not necessarily sufficiently people-oriented. So one of the things I recommend for you when you go back and you leave yeshiva is, first of all, to take pictures of Rabbanim that really influence you and put them up on your walls, because I think that pictures really help. Come into my room, you'll see pictures of six Rabbanim that changed my life. And I look at them every night. And also, when you get home, try to say, who are the two Rabbanim that I really want to be part of their lives? And more importantly, in 7-8 years, when you decide where to live, it can't just be based on tax rates and malls and which location has better kosher restaurants, but which community can I live in that has a sufficient source of Rabbanim that I can not just learn from, obviously, but also connect with. The second problem we're facing, let me tell you a story that I didn't witness, but someone told me the story, that we were once standing with Rav Lichtenstein after Shir, and we were trying to take his books back, his Svarim back to the base management. He refused to let us. And it became a tug-of-war match, where we grabbed the Svarim and he grabbed them back. And we grabbed the Svarim. It wasn't that, obviously, adversarial. And at some point, one of the Talmidim said to Rav Aaron, I wasn't there, but one of the Talmidim said, Rebbe, don't you understand? You're preventing us from this mitzvah of Shimush Talmid Chachamim. And the Gemara says, actually, in Ksivos, on Daf Tzadik Vav, Kol HaMoneh, Shimush Talmid Chachamim, Mana Chasid Merer. You're basically depriving us. You're cheating us out on this opportunity. So Rav Lichtenstein looked at the Talmud and said, I know, but I can't. Namely, Rav Aaron pulled a bit of a shift, and you know, Rav Aaron used to be much more imperial. So his Rebbe, Rav Huttner, demanded respect. If you didn't respect him, he would demand it of you. Not because he was an egotist, but because he felt that you had to learn to respect Torah and receive all these benefits through that relationship. And in the modern era, Rabbanim tend to be more low-key, tend to be, I want to say, more humble, because you never know what someone is in their heart. But we don't go around and say, carry my sword for me, clean up my shoes for me. That's not who we are. We're not imperial. We've been trained to be much more self-effacing. So you don't really have that experience of help. So first of all, I would encourage you, sometimes older Rabbanim, to Jacob. Jacob's here, lives in West Hempstead, right? So if you get a chance, so the Rabbi Yishol is an older person already. See, some of them may be more accepting. Some people are very fiercely independent, but older Rabbanim be more accepting of your help. If you see an old rabbi in shul, even if he's not the rabbi of the shul, you can help him out a little bit and try to build that relationship. So it's hard in our world to really capture Shimush Talmid Chachamim. That's why I changed the word from serving Talmid Chachamim, which we don't really have as much of, to relationships with Talmid Chachamim, which you can really have. It's not so much, you know, can I carry your books for you or give you an apple, you know, polish your apple, like, you know, apple for the teacher. It's really a little bit archaic. But to have relationships. So that's the next trait. And as I said before, one of the things that I really appreciate is that Rabbi Ryan is very, very dedicated. When Rabbi Ryan was alive, he's very dedicated to Rabbi Lichtenstein, just helping him walk to lunch and helping him get his lunch and doing the later years. It's very, very, very interesting to see. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Okay, there's a shiur I'm starting. There'll be a WhatsApp that's sent out. It's open for everyone. Twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 20 minutes before lunch, we'll talk about the deeper symbolisms of the mitzvos whose halachos you're learning. What does tzitzis mean? What does tefillin mean? Like how to translate some of the halachos you're learning into deeper kima mitzvos. Okay? We'll announce it today. Okay.
I will.
Yes.